Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What went wrong with the Cavaliers last night? 134-114, and that doesn't even tell the story, man. That seems nice. I remember looking at the final score going, it wasn't that close. It really wasn't. Cavaliers, they were down 32-14 after the first quarter and then gave up back-to-back 40-point quarters. Ooh, 43 in the second and 44 in the third. All that talk about getting revenge came through last night as the folks at Oklahoma City and the fans there digging it, loving it, and saying, okay, you guys think you're the best because you beat us last week? I don't think so. Did they make a statement last night? I think they did. Jeff, you tell me.
Nope. To me, it's a regular season game, and there are no statements to be made by Oklahoma City. They see him twice. So they each won a game. The thing to me that's a concern, Andy, is this is two games out of three where you just kind of thought, okay, you'll have one of those. And when you have one of those, that's okay. You get two of those, you kind of look and you think, are there any issues here? Is there something going on here? Is this anything?
Okay, is it?
Yeah, I think it could be. And I only say it for this reason. You had a real tough shooting night last night by your key guys. And obviously, Donovan Mitchell's the big reason they had a tough shooting night. He was 3 of 15. And Evan Mobley was 2 of 7 and played all of 18 minutes and was a non-factor, basically. 5 points, 3 rebounds. And I think, is this team built to win playoff series? I mean, it's built to win regular season games. There's no question. They've got guys in the backcourt who can score. They've got tremendous energetic center in Jared Allen. You've got Evan Mobley, who most nights is terrific. And, you will have off nights in the NBA. I just wonder, do you have the style of player to match up with guys that you're going to have to deal with in the playoffs, and guys like Oklahoma City? Their starting lineup last night had one of the Jalen Williams is 6'9", and the other, I think, is 6'5". Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is 6'6". So you've got these lanky dudes, and our team has these two small guards and then these two bigger guys. You got nobody in between. If you're banking on Dean Wade, that's not fair to Dean. That's not the kind of player he is. Caris LeVert I love Caris. He's, to me, energy off the bench. Let's go. Let's score. But they don't have that wing guy who's 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", who can do a lot of things. And if I'm looking at the team from the outside, which we are, that's the one thing where I think, could that be a problem come playoff time? Because, like Jaylen Brown is 6'6", and Jason Tatum is 6'8", and many other teams, not all, have those types of guys. And I think they can give the Cavaliers fits. Shai last night had 40. Okay. Well, Donovan and Darius aren't going to guard him very well. And if you go further than that down the line, well, good luck. You're going to try and play Isaac Okoro on him all night long? All right, well, Isaac's not going to shut him down, and Isaac's not going to help you a ton on offense, so that hurts your team. I just wonder, like the Cam Johnson rumor that's out there, and we heard the Cam Johnson rumors over the summer. I think he'd be a great addition to this team. He's a perfect fit.
How do you get him?
Oh, I don't know. They can figure that out. There are a lot of guys who you could say, great, he'd be a nice fit. I think Cam Johnson would be one. I just wonder, come playoff time. Is this team built to win a playoff series?
If I told you Cam Johnson was on the team, would you say yes more than you would today?
What, is the team built to win a playoff series?
Yeah.
Oh, I think the team's built to win a playoff series now. But I wonder if lacking in guys out on the wing who can do some things, mainly shoot, play a little D against wing guys, I wonder if that hurts them. I mean, the Cavs are really good. I mean, they got their butts whipped last night, okay? Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean, you know, doesn't mean doom and gloom's on the way. Does mean they're 34-6, tied for the best record in the NBA, and you still have half of a regular season to go. So, you know, as Donovan Mitchell and Anthony Lima, as we did the shift change here, is like, hey, his last several games, you know, his scoring's way down. Dan chimed in, his athleticism looks down. He might be dinged up with something. You never know. Mm-hmm. But that's the course of an NBA season. I just, you know, and I know how well they've played this year. You know, my thought hasn't changed. I don't think you win championships with two small guards. And they have two small guards who are critical to their team.
So I'm going to go back to something we talked about earlier. I absolutely think Oklahoma City made a statement last night to let the Cavaliers know that, you know, that they're the best team in the NBA right now. And I don't know what that means down the road, but at least that is something that will stick in the Cavs' head probably for the rest of the season, because the only other time you're going to see them then would be in the NBA Finals. So if that happens, it happens.
They also didn't have Chet Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein. So they didn't have
the guy. I'm surprised you watched, even though Hartenstein wasn't Stein.
Well, I, you know.
You're okay?
I had seen the Rockfords before, so I just kept going back and forth after the Cavs were getting destroyed.
I mean, that'd be like, what is it, Rochelle, that when Bette Midler's understudy's in, you know, that I can't even see you going to that either. But, you know, if Hartenstein, Kaiser, what else?
Well, think about it. If the Cavs had an advantage last night, what was it? It was that you have Jared Allen and you have Evan Mobley, and that didn't work last night. And if you happen to run into Oklahoma City, maybe by the time they get to another matchup, which would be the NBA Finals, mm-hmm. there's Hartenstein at 7 foot, who you let walk out the door, by the way. Could have re-signed him. You let him walk out the door. And
is that one of the biggest moves the Cavs have made over the last couple of years that kind of sticks in your craw?
No. And then,
is there a move that is bigger than that then? Something else that bothered you?
Can't even think of one.
Well, I just say every time his name comes up, it bothers you.
I'm sorry. Guys who are good at basketball, I like to keep them on our team. And they let one walk. Okay, well, that happens. But they let one walk. Let's not kid ourselves. He's pretty good.
I agree.
And what could you use right now? You could use another big guy. You could.
Sure.
I mean, if you had a three-man rotation of a big guy, and don't tell me Dean Wade. Dean's a good rebounder. Dean's a good shooter. Dean's a good defender. I don't consider him like a prototypical type of big guy. But that's okay. And I like Dean. But I would have loved to have kept Hartenstein. But you didn't. But if you happen to run into Oklahoma City again and they happen to be healthy, well, then all of a sudden you got Holmgren and Hartenstein and both Jalen Williams and Shea and Dort, who just destroyed them last night. I mean, that's a good, young, deep team and very athletic. And I think that is the type of team that could really affect the Cavaliers, because I don't think they're an extremely athletic team. I think they're a skilled team, though.
I think when it was all said and done last night, I was like, you know what? If they end up playing Oklahoma City in the finals, let's just say that both these teams end up making it.
I love that thought.
Well, I also know, and we all know, because we've been there before, that teams get blown out in the finals every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
And then they walk back the next game and they blow out the other team.
Absolutely, which is why you can't freak out, right?
Yeah, and it's one of those reasons why you're sitting there and you're like, I don't understand why. Why do you think that happens in the playoffs? Where you could have, like, I took last night's game as kind of a slice of a seven-piece pie, that if they had to play each other, you know, in a best of seven, that's
right
the kind
now
of
it's
game
tied at one.
Yeah,
you don't worry about the score; it's tied at one.
Why do you think that happens?
I don't know.
But it's bizarre. It happens all the time, where teams blow out the other team in a best of seven. The next thing you know, they come back the next night. They're at home, and it's not home cooking or sleeping in your own bed or whatever.
Yeah, I don't buy
it's
that.
It's just everything kind of flips.
You know what I think it might be? The mentality that you go into a playoff series with now. All right, well, we have to get one here. We have to get one on the road. You got your one. Okay, well, now we can take it back home. We got one, and then you get blown out the next game. That's all I can think of because it makes no sense to me.
You know, we talk about the concerns you may have from last night's game and the little things that happened. And, you know, when you see Mitchell ends up with 8 points at the end of the night, you wonder, all right, how often is that going to happen? Is that fluky? Yeah, I think it's fluky. I don't think that that happens. Or did Oklahoma City just have a good answer? But I think when you're cold shooting and you're 3 for 15, it doesn't matter. You're just cold.
Yeah. If he's healthy, Andy, there are no issues. I mean, he's really good if he's healthy. You know, but I think last night, just a couple of flags that it raised of concern. Boy, this team better stay healthy, because you know Darius or Donovan had a rough night. Okay, well, was it health or was he just having a rough night? Well, what if he's not there? Well, because he wasn't there last night, right? He wasn't there. So the fact that he wasn't there last night, and I say that because you know he didn't contribute much, it really affected the team. So health is a big thing. And then I think that, you know, the wing thing with the guys 6'5 to 6'9 who can do a lot of different things, you know, I think the Cavs are lacking in that area. Doesn't mean they can't win an NBA championship or go deep into the playoffs. But I think they're lacking in that, and you know, I've thought that for some time. That's where a lot of the game seems to be won now in the NBA. You know, those really skilled wing guys who have length.
You jump out to a 34-6 start, right?
Yeah.
And
they're great.
There's a part of me that says, and I kind of, this is a baseball mentality I have. They're coming up on the All-Star break. It's going to be here before you know it, right?
And
you
kind of. And trade deadline.
Yeah, and trade deadline. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of like, I think they might need a little bit of a break. I mean, they've been so hot, and the shooting has been so hot. That you just can't expect them to be like that all the time.
I don't expect that to last.
I don't either. So, and maybe this is a good time that it's a break. And I know like today is a triple vote day for folks that are voting for the All-Star game. But I don't know that it's...
Are you going to say go vote for Tatum and Brown so that our guys get a break?
I mean, I don't know that's a bad deal.
Andy Baskin.
I would rather
see us... Want you to vote for non-Cavaliers.
I didn't say that. I do want our guys to be All-Stars. But by the same token, I don't think it would – I'd rather see them come back and be, you know, 30-whatever on the other side of the All-Star break or high 20s and something else on the other side of the break and be rested than have to go play in an exhibition game.
Can I – the one thing, though, here, and I get it because I feel the same way, you know, we just kind of need to relax. They got their butts kicked last night by a really good team. It's one. But – we're here talking about it because that's what we do. So obviously there's got to be something that might concern you, and that's what we've talked about. Overall, Andy, they're 34-6.
I mean, we were waiting for some adversity, right? There's just no way you can't play an entire season without having some sort of adversity.
Well, you wouldn't think so. And they've been so healthy, Andy.
And we've been wondering, we're like, how is Kenny Atkinson going to handle a little adversity? Like, what do you say after the game?
He'll handle it
well. We'll play some of that here in a second.
Yeah.
216-474-0092. All right, are anybody concerned about what we saw last night? Is this a long-term problem or just a little bump in the road? Orlando Ledbetter at just after 11 o'clock. We'll talk to him about some quarterback stuff for the Browns as well. Continue on with the Cavs. So 216-474-0092.